The letter starts like this. We are Indigenous women of the Calista region, with strong physical, emotional, and spiritual ties to the people and the land. We are also Calista shareholders who are concerned with the development of the Donlin Gold Mine and how that will impact our salmon-spawning river. That river is the Kuskokwim, the primary food source for the region, which relies heavily on subsistence for its diet. The Donlin Mine could be one of the biggest in the world if developed. Bev Hoffman of Bethel is a longtime protester of the mine, and she led the effort to craft the letter and gather signatures. It was an advocacy meeting with some of Donlin's critics that gave her the idea to have only Alaska Native women who were shareholders sign the letter.
Women of the Earth have been, just in this century, last century, I should say, and this new century, have been finding the voice, Indigenous people, demanding the rights, people of all color and nationalities. We see it right now today. And then here, along the Kuskokwim River, we see it too.
Hoffman doesn't like that Calista signed the lease with Donlin without any shareholder input. They say this letter will show Calista that not all of its shareholders are on board with the mine.
They say it's going to be great for this region. I would welcome a vote of the shareholders.
Fanny Black grew up in Bethel and signed her name to the letter. While she doesn't depend on the river for her dietary needs, she knows many villages do.
I don't want that to risk any environmental risks that might take those foods away from people. There's a lot to be lost, even if there aren't any spills or anything. There's still going to be some kind of environmental impact.
Black has a degree in mechanical engineering and worked for some time in the oil and gas industry. That experience made her aware of the environmental risks from extraction industries like oil and gas and mining. Black also works for a workforce development organization, so she understands the economic opportunities that Donlin will bring to Alaska's poorest region. But she says that the region could seize other opportunities within communities, such as investing more in local craftsmanship like sewing furs and carving ivory. Bethel is more than 100 miles down from the mine site. So far, many of the protests and resolutions against the proposed Donlin Gold Mine come from the lower Kuskokwim region. But quite a few of the signatures on the letter come from the villages closest to the proposed site. Aniak, Sleetmute, Napaimute, Crooked Creek, Chuwathbalak, Stony River. While Calista owns the subsurface rights to the mine, the Kuskokwim Corporation, which these villages belong to, own the surface rights. Esther Deal lives in Aniak. She is a Calista and TKC shareholder.
The river is a huge concern. In anything that happens, whether it's the middle of the river, the headwaters, or the end of the river, it's still going to affect all the wildlife, the fish and game, from the headwaters down to the ocean. This river may seem big and all, but it really isn't that big, and it's our lifeline.
Calista defended its support for Donlin. In a statement, the corporation says its staff members also practice subsistence and have the same stake in the environmental health of the region. Donlin Gold has pledged to build the mine as safely as possible. The company declined to comment on the letter, saying it was between Calista and its shareholders. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.